The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Teresa Butchkovska is with me now, the migrant rights campaigner who cannot vote in the elections on Friday. Is that right, Teresa?
That's right. Unfortunately, although I've been living in Ireland for 19 years, paying my taxes here and, you know, working all the time here and doing all sorts of volunteering here, I am not allowed to vote, even though people who will be elected on Friday will be deciding about my life for the next 5 years.
So this is the old phrase that's associated with the American Revolution, no taxation without representation. Yes, taxation, but no representation. That's what applies to you.
Exactly, exactly. And listen, democracy is always a work in progress. Over 100 years ago, people granted voting rights to Irish women who were citizens of this country. And at that time, that idea was for so many preposterous. And right now I know that for other people, the idea of votes for migrants might also sound weird, but we have to think about it. What is the realistic implementation of democracy? I've been living in this country for 19 years. Why I can't vote? Why can I not participate in making decisions for this country? And we also have to remember that 1 in 7 people living in Ireland are migrants. So when we have such a large number of people unable to cast a vote, what's the value of our democracy? What's the strength of our democracy?
So you can vote as an EU citizen, because you're from Poland originally.
Yes.
So you can vote in local elections. Local elections have a very broad franchise. Can basically anybody resident here.
That's right.
Can
yes.
vote.
Yes.
European elections, you're obviously allowed to vote and you're an EU citizen. So
I have to transfer my vote from Poland to Ireland. So I have to choose where I want to vote.
Okay.
And I choose to vote in Ireland for Irish candidates.
Okay. So you can vote in Ireland then, in the Europeans, but it's just the general election, it's a much stricter, tighter franchise. It's only Irish citizens and
British citizens. So it seems like some migrants are more equal than others.
Okay, so we allow the Brits to vote here, but we don't allow citizens of other EU countries to vote in this country. How different is that across the European Union? I mean, can you still vote in Poland, despite
yeah,
the fact that you're
I
not
can
living
vote
there?
In Poland, but I haven't been living in Poland for 19 years and I haven't been paying my taxes for 19 years. So even though I have still voting rights in Poland, I don't really do that anymore because I don't feel right making decisions for Polish people, because with that decision I am going to make, I'm not going to be living with that decision. So I feel it's not right for me to vote in Poland anymore. So
yeah.
I'm kind of in that limbo.
Yeah, it is a strange one. I mean, on the face of it, I don't think anybody would suggest it's a good system that you can vote in a country that you're not living in, you're not paying taxes in, and yet you can't use your voice in the country that you have made your home. Do other countries make it easier? Is it just particularly difficult in Ireland?
No, Ireland has quite inclusive electoral system, but we also have to remember that over 45 countries globally allow migrants to vote. In New Zealand, all migrants can vote in all elections, including general elections. So if an Irish person moves to New Zealand, they can vote on members of the parliament in New Zealand. And, you know, and historically, we also have to look at it from that perspective. So in US, migrants could vote in general elections up to 1920s. So it's not a weird idea, and it's not an idea that's not common, you know.
Mm.
So it's about really, I think it's a time to enter a conversation about what is the meaning of democracy in times of global migration. We had that conversation 100 years ago. What is the meaning of democracy with the full inclusion of women? So I think it's time to have a conversation. What is the meaning of democracy with full inclusion of migrants, especially that migrants are, migration is going to continue.
And who would you include, ideally, let's say if the government were to take your advice, who would you include in that franchise? And anybody who's here, much like kind of local elections or just EU citizens or who?
I think people might be questioning why in 19 years I haven't got Irish citizenship, because if I got an Irish citizenship, I would have voting rights.
Mm.
But the problem is that there are so many barriers to acquiring citizenship. So for me, for the first 10 years of my life, it was just not accessible from a price point. I was working minimum wage jobs and I was supporting my brother going to college. So forking out between 12 and 1500 of euros just for citizenship was impossible. But then when I got a better paid job, my job brought me outside of Ireland for more than 40 days a year. and that made me ineligible for my citizenship. So I was not able to get Irish citizenship for 19 years. Now that rule changed last year, so I'm in the process of applying for citizenship, but I will have to wait another 2 years. So I feel that because there is so many barriers to citizenship, I feel it will be fair to allow voting rights for migrants who are here for 5 years. Because if you are here for 5 years, you can apply for citizenship. So if you are here for 5 years and you are entitled to citizenship, you should be entitled to vote.
So once you're resident in the country for 5 years,
that's right.
The franchise is extended to you.
If you are meeting all the requirements to apply for citizenship, why could you not at the same time have the same right to, you know, qualify for voting rights?
Yeah. And you would extend that to anybody who's been resident here for 5 years, not just EU citizens.
Yeah, because why should EU citizens be treated any better than anyone else? Like, I don't feel why British citizens right now should be treated better and have voting rights and everyone else not. That's not right. So I feel like everyone should have equal voting rights.
Do you suspect that this call for the franchise to be extended to immigrants, that it's a bigger boulder that you're pushing up the hill in light of all of the stuff that we've been dealing with for the last kind of 6 to 12 months?
Yeah,
it's
definitely
more charged, the whole environment, talking about extending rights to migrants.
Definitely. The amount of hate I've been experiencing over the last couple of days since I published my op-ed in the newspaper, and even today, because today I was canvassing for a candidate and I posted a picture of myself saying, like, I can't vote, but I still can canvass. The amount of hate, because people are reacting emotionally to the meaning of citizenship. But again, as I said, 100 years ago, women who were citizens of Ireland couldn't vote. So let's think about that in a broader way. And I know that this is not maybe the most urgent thing, but in a way it is, because the thing is that there is so many barriers to equal life for migrants, and we always rely on other people to fight for us. Why can't we just express our wishes through voting? And if we include migrants in the voting system, we're only making our democracy stronger. The same as we made a democracy stronger when we included women in voting, and the way how we made women's rights stronger by including them into voting system. So I think by including migrants, we will be able to stop that hate that is right now overtaking politics and political narrative around migration. And that's not only for the benefits of migrants living in here, but also for the benefit of Irish people living abroad, because I am advocating for the same rights for Irish people living abroad. If an Irish person is emigrating somewhere else, I believe that they should have voting right there as well.
In terms of the abuse or the hate you've been getting since you kind of put pen to paper and the post online today, is it mostly kind of just anonymous hate online, or does it manifest?
Yeah, some people are, you know, putting their name and picture, and they're not ashamed of who they are. And I don't, you know, I have nothing against with people, you know, presenting their own arguments why they disagree with what I'm saying, and I'm more than happy to discuss it. What I don't really get is why people are using obscenities against me, why people are just trying to offend me. You know, they are using sexualized content as well against me. Like, that is so rude, basically. Like, let's have a civilized conversation about it in a normal way, and then let's see where we're going with that, because that's what democracy is. Democracy is about conversation, not about insulting other people by just proposing an idea for consideration.
Has that gotten worse, that level of abuse?
Yeah, definitely. Everyone is saying that, especially since last November riots. As I, you know, people feel like this is more allowed. But also the way how social media are being managed since Twitter changed into X, that went worse. So people are, you know, kind of giving up on it as well, which is a pity, because people are always asking for their freedom of speech. But my freedom of speech is being limited, because if I speak my mind, I am risking threats of violence and abuse. And that's not protecting my freedom of speech.
And do you see that reflected in the real world yet at all, or is it still on? Oh, you do?
Yeah, so even like with candidates of a migrant background in the June local elections, people had to choose between safety or canvassing. So a lot of people gave up on canvassing because that was not safe for them. And because of that, because, you know, canvassing is so important in Irish elections. If you don't canvass, you have no chances. Nah. Yeah. So people basically gave up on their campaign because it was not safe for them.
God, it's kind of dispiriting, really, isn't it?
It is. It is. It's not what, you know, I don't think this is Irish values. I think Irish community is always very open to conversation, and we should not be allowing those negative, hateful voices taking over, you know?
Yeah. Well, listen, 087 1400 106, if people kind of agree with Teresa, or if they want to respectfully put forward their counter arguments. Peter says, on expanding the franchise, we really need to start by expanding the criteria for being able to postal vote as well. It's incredibly limited and restrictive at the moment. All asylum seekers should be allowed to vote so they can be represented in the Dáil as well. Maybe then they would be given the proper housing they deserve instead of being imprisoned in direct provision, says somebody. And Owen in Waterford takes a hard line on it. Owen says, if you hold dual citizenship, you shouldn't be allowed to vote here. Nobody unwilling to commit fully to Irish citizenship or not permanently living here should ever have a say in how we run the state. So says Owen. Owen, thank you for the text. Thank you, everybody else. 087 1400 106. Thank you to Teresa Buczkowska, the Polish-born writer, migrant rights campaigner, paying her taxes here, though, for 19 years. No representation, despite all that taxation. Teresa, it's good to see you, and we'll talk to you again soon.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.